The Commerce Department this morning released third quarter economic growth numbers, and it's good news. The economy was up 4%, which is higher than had been predicted and better than the second quarter as well. This good economic news comes on the heels of a bullish day on Wall Street. Although stocks are taking a pause this morning, yesterday the Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a three-year high, and other indexes rose as well. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In the stock market, there is something called the Santa Claus Rally. It's said to take place around the end of the year. That's when a lot of fund managers are revising their portfolios, buying and selling stocks. If yesterday was any indication, the Santa Claus Rally has already begun. All of the major indexes were up, reaching levels not seen since the beginning of the 2001 recession. Prices rose after Lehman Brothers upgraded the stock of computer chip maker Intel. Both Morgan Stanley and Bear Stearns also issued upbeat earnings reports. But money manager Michael Holland says what's happening in the market goes beyond a few good reports.
The market is simply playing catch-up right now, and it's a recurrence of some confidence that hasn't been there in a long time.
Holland says that in recent years, the market has been gripped by pessimism, and not even strong corporate profits seem to change that. Rising oil prices, the war in Iraq, and the recession all took a toll on investor confidence. But Holland says the mood has finally shifted. Just a few days ago, for instance, Pfizer's popular drug Celebrex was publicly linked to heart problems. But yesterday, Pfizer's battered shares regained a little of the ground they'd lost. Barry Hyman, equity market strategist at Ehrenkranz King Nussbaum, says that was probably because of bargain hunting by investors. The stocks have simply fallen so much they've gotten cheap. But to Hyman, the rebound also says something about the market's mood right now.
We're seeing that Santa Claus rally or Christmas rally, even in the face of some negative news items that are coming out of the pharmaceutical sector.
Hyman believes the current rally will probably continue through the first of the year and beyond. He says there are problems facing the economy right now that could eventually knock the market off stride. They include rising interest rates and higher oil prices. But for now, stock investors don't seem overly concerned. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.